Scott, SJWealthFire.com. Final Days Report, episode 244. Today's VCast, we're going to cover how the elite are priming for a digital pandemic, a false flag, in our personal opinion, to take down the old banking system, supply chain, energy sector, and ultimately internet. They want to make sure that you have an ID, ID 2020. They want to control the internet. I'm going to show a bunch of articles and information from their own simulations. One of the articles I want to cover, they're really worried about, and this is from a government mouthpiece, they're super worried about an attack on the old banking system just as they're launching FedNow, my friends. And again, we're going to go over Cyber Polygon. They've not run this cyber attack digital simulation in a couple years, but I want to review some of the key takeaways from 2020 and 2021 because we're seeing this play out. And I'm going to weave in some articles how they're priming the pump in the next 2 years for a digital takedown, folks. This is a great time to be alive. And first of all, again, Cyber Polygon did not have an exercise. World Economic Forum is associated with them. But at Davos, let's read this headline, catastrophic cyber event likely next 2 years, World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. They're priming the pump for a false flag, my friends. They're priming the pump to take control, order out of chaos, create the problem, have the reaction, and bring in the solution that enslaves you, that marks you. Now, here's why I did this VCast. This kind of gave me chills a little bit. And this is from NextGov. This is a government mouthpiece that is pretty well written, pretty well researched, but is nefarious. I'd say 70 to 80% of the articles on NextGov seem like enslavement type articles. But let's read. An analyst projects the hypothetical disruption of a cyber attack from a quantum computer could have on global financial markets. I'm going to read that again. An analysis projects the hypothetical disruption a cyber attack from a quantum computer could have on global financial markets. Researchers at the Hudson Institute discussed the report's highlights concerning quantum computing's impact on the global financial system, specifically focusing on the Federal Reserve and its networks that facilitate bank-to-bank transactions called Fedwire. So Fedwire is bank-to-bank. FedNow is person-to-person, smaller volume transactions, person moving account to account. They're going to know everything you do. You have to check out the podcast that we did about IMF's new central bank digital currency. I call it Mark of the Beast Money as they launch FedNow. So IMF's central bank digital currency, it's called Unicoin. I just tried to text it to a friend. He couldn't open it. They pulled it off my own website. I was able to get it back on. They don't want you to know about this central bank digital coin from the IMF, and at least that VCast, because I covered the Trilateral Commission as well, talking about there's a new world order financial system. So check that VCast out. Here's where it gets interesting. The final results of the analysis suggest that the hack executed by a quantum computer on a macroeconomic financial institutions could result in an indirect GDP loss between $2 trillion and $3.3 trillion. I found that fascinating. That number rings a bell to me. You need to take a look at how much assets we actually have in the banking system with accounts. That's something I probably want to look up and put in the notes. I don't know, that number ringed a bell to me. What are they priming for? Because they just launched FedNow. So again, Fedwire is more of a wholesale bank-to-bank system. But FedNow, on the other hand, that they're launching this summer, is focused on a lower value payment with the limit starting at $500K for banks and with the expectation that its P2P, person-to-person space, is really low value that will drive large portions of the volume. They want to track everything you spend your money on. And when they launch the central bank digital currency, they can cut you off. They can tax product higher. You're a Christian? Nope. Boom. Can't use your money. I'm telling you, folks. Use too much of your carbon credit score, you can't spend money, you got to travel someplace else. There's a whole slew of control systems with this programmable voucher central bank digital currency that's evil. The payment use cases primarily being looked at are around A to A, that's account to account. So if you transfer some money to another account, they're going to be able to track it. FedNow also differentiates from Fedwire by being available 24/7 and always on tracking you and enslaving you, as well as an intent to have a lower pricing between the transactions. So it's all just a bunch of nonsense. But before we get into Cyber Polygon, never forget Event 201 with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, World Economic Forum, John Hopkins. I kid you not, they did a simulation of an outbreak of a novel zoonotic coronavirus transmitted from bats to pigs to people that eventually becomes efficiently transmissible from person to person. What did we just see? And this was a couple months before we saw the pandemic. And we know it's a pandemic because they're researching coronavirus and turning it to gain a function from North Carolina and some other places, and they've moved it to Wuhan. It's just a fact. Get our book, Seal One is Open, that primes the fourth beast system. There's iron, graphene, oxide, mix, and clay. It's this mind controlism, gene defilement beast system. They want to take away your free will, and they want you to be a hive mind hooked up to this artificial intelligence, quantum computer, eventually antichrist-led system. Unbelievable. So let's get into Cyber Polygon again. This is from 2020, then I'm going to cover 2021. And the World Economic Forum hosted this with Sberbank. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. This is a bank, folks. They're telling you what they're doing. They're going after your funds. They're going at the way, going after the old system, burning it down to bring in the new system. And it follows this order out of chaos. So some of this key speaker takeaways, I've listened to hours of this, and I just boiled it down to bullet points that kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. ICANN was there. ICANN is this global internet infrastructure corporation, organization, ICANN. This is about taking over the internet. Interpol was involved. Interpol is like the FBI of Europe. Pretty creepy, if you ask me. World Economic Forum, they were worried about in 2020, the energy grid taking down. So you need to think about this bigger of They want to get rid of oil that is plentiful and coal, and they want to enslave you with expensive green, so-called green, nonsensical energy. This is, you know, you breathe carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is bad. This is nothing short of eugenics. This fourth industrial revolution is the Fourth Reich. They need private and public coordination. Again, we think the end of day's beast system will be mind controlism. You'll be hooked up to this hive mind. They're going to promise you all sorts of stuff. They're going to promise you health. They're going to promise you an IQ of 2000, whatever. You know, you'll be able to understand everything Google understands, everything that this AI chatbot understands. It's wicked. It's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. You know, I was reading that scripture about, hey, it's an unforgivable sin to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. If you plug in, take the mark of the beast, plug in, and you no longer can control your thoughts and you're a programmed zombie, you're flat out cut off from the Holy Ghost. Everything is at risk. Everyone is at risk. So they're really pumping up the fear. And I thought this was interesting. Fake news is the real pandemic, this digital pandemic. They need to cut off the whistleblowers and the watchmen like myself. And they need a bunch of government regulation for a cyber attack. Folks, they're around the world. They're cutting off the means to actually spread the truth. And they want countries and IT specialists working together. You know, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, but here's where it gets in this biohacking, you digitization of everything, this bioeconomy, biomedical, bioeconomics, Microsoft's 06 patent, 666. This is a biohack agenda all the way back to 2020, my friends. And it just reminded me of you're going to be the cell phone by 2030, World Economic Forum speaker, smartphones will be in your body by 2030. This is a Watchman ministry. I'd have dreams that would come true. I had a dream of somebody taking their hand and scanning products with their hand. This technology is there, and they're slowly rolling this technology out. And ultimately, you'll be hooked up to this hive mind, as I've mentioned earlier, and lose your free will. And ultimately, blaspheming the Holy Ghost, as I just mentioned. All right, let's get into 2021 Cyber Polygon, because I thought this was interesting. IBM, Interpol again, World Economic Forum, the Apple CEO were in attendance. You think about Apple, right? Biting out of the Apple. The first Apple computer was sold. I think it was 666.66. They're telling you what they're doing. And IBM, there's an article I recently just read that they're working with quantum computers. So that's this beast system. I bet you they already have it, but maybe they're trying to perfect it. I think there was a Japanese college that that they were aligned with. It's this beast system. Anything quantum to me is beast system. You always need to keep that in the back of your mind. They really promoted here within 2021, the agenda is this digital inequality must be stopped. We need to make sure that we digitize everything. Everybody has access to the internet. That's access to your enslavement, my friends. They're calling on the UN for a digital pandemic or plandemic group, which they've implemented. They talked about artificial intelligence. This is back in 2021. Sure enough, they've been working on it. I call that the beast system, digital ID, front and center. They need a false flag, our ministry's point of view, to bring it in. It's going to happen in the next 2 years, right? Davos crowd. They talked about deep fake threats. This, we have a theory, one of the podcasts I did, deep fake's going to get so intrusive. That's a way that they're going to be able to bring in ID 2020 as well. They talk central bank digital currency. Visa said it will come. I think a couple other credit card companies are like, I'm not so sure. They were worried about digital attacks on the finance system. That's you, my friends. And then ultimately, I thought this was interesting. Global internet regulation. They centralize. We need to decentralize. We need to decentralize everything. Our food, who we talk. I mean, we need to decentralize. That's the key to stop this, or at least slow it down if it's God's will. But I thought this was interesting. Stop bullying. So people are getting bullied and they need to be able to track those bullying conversations. And then I thought this was interesting. Somebody, one speaker said, Terminator will become a reality. One of the podcasts I'm going to do is how the government will bring in robots and drones into your life. I've got about 7 to 8 reasons and excuses. And on paper, they sound okay. Some of them do. But it's the rise of Skynet, my friends. That's one VCast I'm working on. Going back to deepfakes as the topic, this is from Gateway Pundit. Great breaking. Stock market takes brief tumble after fake AI generated photo on fake Bloomberg Twitter account shows explosion at Pentagon this morning. So deep fake faked everybody out. They're going to use this technology to really enslave us all, my friends. Now,